Thank you, one and all, for being here. Tricia, for your prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the life we have in Jesus Christ. And it's in you that everything comes into fruition. So, Lord, bless our time together in your word, in the reading, and in sharing, and in growing in that life that you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so please stand as we share the word of the Lord together. We are continuing. We'll be reading 1 Samuel 2 after we read the Shema together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. 1 Samuel 22. So David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's household heard of it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress and everyone who was in debt and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, and he became captain over them. Now there were about 400 men with him, and David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and my mother come and stay with you until I know what God will do for me." Then he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with all the time that David